President Bush is in Italy today for a summit of the world's seven leading industrial nations, plus Russia. Before leaving Britain for Genoa, the president said it's imperative that there be a new round of global trade talks to make sure that all nations have opportunity within their lands. The president also had a message for protesters. He said they might think they're helping the world's poor, but they're really embracing policies that will lock them into poverty. A bomb blast earlier this week heightened concerns that protesters might disrupt the meetings. Commentator Paul Podolsky believes that there are good reasons why the protesters' anti-globalization movement hasn't caught the ear of policymakers.
Anti-globalization protesters battling police and tear gas may make for dramatic TV footage, but when it comes to economics, they simply haven't done their homework. The protesters' key gripes appear to be that free trade is both unfair and undemocratic. Free trade is the idea that government shouldn't interfere with the exchange of goods and services at market prices across borders. North Korea is one example of a country that is closed to trade. While the lack of trade isn't North Korea's only problem, the glaring contrast between living standards in North and South Korea suggests that there are steep costs to economic isolation. Prior to a recent famine, the average North Korean earned about $2 a day. In South Korea, by contrast, the average salary is about $38 a day. At the very least, closing a nation to trade never reduces poverty. The protesters also claim organizations like the World Trade Organization aren't open to public oversight. But countries join these associations voluntarily. For me, free trade is about driving a Honda designed in Japan and manufactured in Ohio. While there is zero chance any of the car's guts come from North Korea, some, be they electronics or synthetics, could come from South Korea. The optional fuzzy dice come from China. This is miraculous, both for those who derive their living from making something for the car, and for me, the consumer. The way I see it, we both win. But to others, globalization is a dark, Darwinian force that must be stopped. But fear of economic change isn't new. The protesters remind me of 19th century Luddites who violently opposed mechanized weaving. While our latter-day Luddites make for a great story, their failure to offer an alternative to free trade and globalization means they will remain a sideshow.
The comments of Paul Podolsky, Chief Foreign Exchange Strategist at Fleet Boston Financial.